USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention on New Hampshire, following former President Trump's landslide victory in the Iowa caucuses.
Both Trump and Biden, do you look at the fact that they are still focused on the past, whether it's investigations, whether it's grievances?
Nikki Haley gaining momentum in the polls. Trump spoke about his former UN ambassador at a rally of his own late Tuesday.
Is counting on the Democrats and liberals to infiltrate your Republican primary. You know that. That's what's happening.
Vivek Ramaswamy is also calling on Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis drop out of the race like he did. Newly released 911 recordings on Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization and raising more suspicion about a cover-up at the Pentagon. An aide to Austin, who made a 911 call to request an ambulance for the defense chief January 1st, reportedly requested that dispatchers make efforts to remain subtle. An audio recording and transcript of the call was obtained by the Daily Beast. State roads managers are reminding drivers it's best to remain cautious, as this week's nationwide Arctic blast is likely to lead to more slick roadways this morning.
There is a chance of some slight refreezing, so we're going to be cognizant of that.
Charlie Gishler is with the Maryland State Highway Administration. This week's Arctic blast brought snow, ice, and those sub-zero wind chills nearly from coast to coast and border to border in the U.S. Today, there remain wind chill alerts posted across the Great Lakes, Appalachian, and Midwest regions. The Deep South faces uncommon temps in the teens, while snow and ice continues in the Pacific Northwest. And the World Health Organization says the number of tobacco users across the globe has gone down in a big way since the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic.
We have 19 million less smokers than we had 2 years ago.
The WHO's Dr. Rüdiger Kretsch. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The oldest serving member of the U.S. Senate is now in the hospital. Staffers for Republican Senator Chuck Grassley informed reporters the 90-year-old is receiving antibiotic infusions to treat an infection. His office indicated Tuesday that Grassley is still in good spirits and will get back to work as soon as he's able under doctor's orders. The 8-term senator from Iowa is expected to make a full recovery. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president as an independent candidate. During a visit to Atlanta this week, he said he believes that he'll face former President Trump and President Biden in the general election this November.
Show me these numbers that made it clear that I had a pathway where I could win.
During a visit with the Black Information Network, Gallup polls have showed RFK Jr. does well with people under the age of 45 and independents, which is now the largest group of voters in the country. Americans are continuing to spend more money at the grocery store. According to HelpAdvisor.com, folks in California, Nevada, Mississippi, and Washington spent the most on groceries. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers trying to enhance the child tax credit. This week they released a $78 billion package that would not only do that, but would also restore several business tax breaks, as well as boost funding for affordable housing and disaster relief. The deal faces some challenges, though. Some lawmakers want it attached to a must-pass bill to help push it through. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.